Paul, writing from prison, writes to the Colossian church. Verse number 2 of Colossians chapter 4. He writes, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful." The past month has been full of teaching sermons regarding prayer, envision prayer. The journey we set out on in the kingdom of God is one we believe is better equipped when we, as kingdom participants, are saturated in the ministry of prayer. As such, for the past several weeks, we have been encouraged to participate in attitudes and actions of prayer. Are you still praying for the person on the index card that you selected several weeks ago? I already asked if you've been praying at 6:18 p.m., and again, we have extra cards, so if you did not get one of those cards, the encouragement was to set your alarm for 6:18 and to pray a short prayer that's printed on that card. Do you believe, maybe that's the pertinent question, do you believe in the power of prayer? Do you believe in the possibilities that God will awaken us to in your own lives and in the life of this church, this body, when we pray? This morning, as the concluding lesson in this series, I wanted to do something visible that communicates how serious we are when it comes to the ministry of prayer. In just a few moments, I'm going to invite some individuals up here to share with you an exciting relaunch of an important ministry in this church. Before I do that, I want to share with you a powerful story, a story of a group of Christians back in the early 1700s that were persecuted. They were persecuted because they had some beliefs that didn't align with the Orthodox church. During the time of the Reformation, as wonderful as a time as that was, and we are products of the Reformation, make no mistake about that. But during that time, if you didn't believe as certain people thought you ought to believe, you were often persecuted. You were burnt at the stake. You were cast out and sent off to live as exiles in lands. And so there was this group that was persecuted, and they found their way to Germany, and they were granted a place in Germany, a community called Zernhut. That's a very German-sounding community, and they were called the Moravians, the Moravian community, and this was a passionate community, but as a result of all of the conflict that they experienced and all of the abuse and persecution that they experienced, they weren't so trusting of a lot of people, and there was a lot of infighting, and there was a lot of arguments and things, but they came together. There was a leader in this group. His name was, he was a count, Nicholas Zinzendorf, who emerged as a leader. He was passionate about God, passionate about the gospel, passionate about prayer. And he led this community. And one day he and another guy comes up with this idea to have a 24-hour prayer vigil. And so they started off, they said, let's just have a 24 hour for 7 days. At every hour, let's have a volunteer from the community that will pray at a specific hour for every hour during the week. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they got 24 volunteers. And 24 people, you know, so someone at 6 a.m. prayed for an hour, then someone at 7 a.m. prayed for an hour, then 8 and 9 and so forth and so on. And so they did that for a full week, and they got to the end of the week and they looked at each other and they said, you know what? We should do this another week. And so they did it another week, and they got to the end of that week and they, you know what they said? We should do it for another week and another week. And they did it for 52 straight weeks, a whole year. And at the end of the year, they said, let's do it another week and another week. And do you know how long this prayer vigil lasted? 120 years. Starting in 1727, ending in 1847. 120 years of continual prayer out of this community. Now, that in and of itself is fascinating, that a group committed to pray for all of those years. But what's even more amazing is what emerged out of that community, because some 300 to 400 missionaries came out of that group and literally spread the gospel all over the planet. In fact, if you've ever heard of the Great Awakening or Second Great Awakening in America, where there was this renewed passion for God and religion in America, that was a direct result of the Moravian community and this prayer vigil. And if you're sitting here today in a Church of Christ, you need to know that some of the leaders in the Church of Christ, like Barton W. Stone and Thomas Campbell, were impacted by the missionaries and the teachings that came out of that Moravian community. We're here because there were some people a long time ago that said, let's pray. Be devoted to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. You know what they called this prayer vigil? They called it the Lord's Watch. So, church, I wonder what would happen if we believed in prayer, not just said we believed in prayer, not just wrote out a prayer list, not just went to people and said, hey, could you pray for me? Could you spend some time? If we really believed that speaking to God, that communicating with God and having this conversation with God was going to produce something, that it was going to produce power, that it was going to, like that first century church that when they were met with persecution and they got into that room and they pray in the foundations of that place shook. I wonder if we believe that if we committed ourselves to prayer, that the foundations of this room would shake. I wonder if we believe that the foundations of our hearts, our own belief systems, who we are, would be shaken if we prayed. They prayed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 120 years. And out of that came missionaries. And out of that came the spread of the gospel. Out of that came spiritual awakening and revival. And we are probably a result of a group of people who were persecuted, who could have got together and said, let's fashion up some weapons and let's go and let's fight. But they said, let's pray. This is why it's important that we understand that the greatest ministry that this church can provide for one another and for the world is prayer. I want to call the four elders to the front, and Justin, so Kent and Bill and Bill and Jay and Justin. I want you to look at the six of us who have been installed in positions of servant leadership, four shepherds, Kent and Jay and Bill like, maybe Bill should stand next over there, and then I don't have to say Bill, I can say, yeah, Jay, yeah, there we go. Okay, so you stand. So Bill and Jay and Bill and Kent, oh yeah, y'all mess with me now. But these four men, as shepherds, and Justin and I as ministers of youth and worship and preaching, that our primary role in this body, before I preach a sermon, before elders make a decision, before Justin makes or plans a trip for youth or plans or worship, our primary function is to be men of prayer. And you as a body, as you look at us, ought to expect, I use the word expect, you ought to expect that everyone up here is dedicated to fashioning and framing in their lives a discipline of prayer. It's not to say that we're going to be perfect at it. It's not to say that we're going to be fantastic or great at it, but you need to know that we are working on it day by day. That we want to, before we call you to prayer, before we say let's have a body-wide prayer, that everyone up here as an individual has dedicated themselves to a discipline of prayer. You know, for me, that means before I get my day started or when I come into the office, the first thing I do before I open a book or make a phone call or make a trip is I spend time in the Word and I spend time in prayer. I have a system that I use. I use a daily lectionary, and so I have passages all throughout the year that I read, and then I spend time in prayer, and it's been incredible what God has been showing me through Scripture and through prayer. And so I want you to expect that everyone up here is dedicated to the discipline of prayer. But this isn't something that we do all by ourselves and we're on an island, you know, by myself or even the six of us by ours. No, this is something that we need help. We need assistance. So herein lies what I believe can be one of the most powerful moments that this church could experience at this moment and going forward. I want to introduce to you some members of a team that's actually been together for quite some time. Someone had a vision and an idea to start a prayer ministry. I believe that was Joanne Barnabas. If Joanne, would you come up here? Joanne Barnabas just did it, and for the past several months, I want you to know that everyone in this body, you're prayed for on a continual basis. As people of this ministry team prays for you. Some of you might have received letters in the mail and cards or emails saying that, hey, we're praying for you. I want you to take advantage of it. Now, with the rest of the prayer ministry team that's here, and I know that a couple elders participated in that, but if you're not up here already and you're part of the prayer ministry team, would you just come up here? I know that there's some that there are some who aren't here, but just come up here. I want you to know that over the past several weeks, just come close and get. We all took great showers today. I want you to know that over the past several weeks that this prayer ministry team has been undergoing what we call a ministry audit. And a ministry audit is simply something where they're asking some questions, you know, like why did we get together and who are we, why did we get together and who do we serve and how do we measure the impact of what we're doing and some other, and who's good at what and some other thing. And we just started asking these questions as a way to reshape and reframe and relaunch. And over the next several weeks, you're going to start seeing some of the fruit and the results of that. We're going to implement some things so that you know, first and foremost, that if there's any need that you need, the need that you know that will be met is if you have a prayer request, if you have a need for prayer, that will be met. The prayer ministry team, and that includes the elders, that includes the ministers. We want you to know that every Sunday, before and after, if you need a time of prayer, you need a time of discussion and a time of prayer, everyone up here is available to meet with you for prayer before or after. Is that all right, church? Isn't that a good thing that we're so committed to this ministry of prayer that we said we are making ourselves available to pray with you, to speak with you, to share with you. There's something that you've been praying about or something that you've prayed about so much that you don't even know how to pray about it anymore. We're saying, you know what? We want to spend time in prayer with you. In the upcoming weeks, there are going to be platforms on the internet, on the web, where if you want to write a prayer request or send something, and we'll get it to the right people, and it will be prayed about. As we already said, that currently, as we speak right now, everyone, if your name is in the directory, you are being prayed for constantly, all the time. And if you want prayer, you want special needs, you just send that to the prayer ministry, and that's going to be prayer. We're in the process of producing prayer cards that at the beginning of every service, and we've had those in the past. We're just redoing them a little bit, making sure that you have enough to write on. And we're going to make serious when you write something on that card that you're going to be prayed for during our time of worship. You know, there may be something that's agitating you. You know, we don't want you to feel like, oh, I got to wait till Dion stops rambling on for 45, 50 minutes to get some prayer. If there's a moment where you feel like I need someone to go and pray with me, we will do that right there and right then. Isn't that all right, church? See, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that the possibilities that will emerge when we pray will be amazing, will be powerful, that it will be transformational, that lives in here will be changed, that lives out there will be changed, that communities will be changed, that this state, this country, this world will be changed because we decided to pray. So be devoted to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. Perhaps this is a reincarnation of a Moravian community that says, you know what? We're about to get on our knees. We're about to raise our hands and lift our eyes. We're going to pray to God, pray continually for some powerful things to happen. Church, this is the prayer ministry. Again, there's some folks missing. But I want this team to be visible. I want people to know who you can go to pray. Now, you can go to one another still. There's no rule that if you have a prayer request, you can go to Charlie Hustle over there and say, hey, Charlie Hustle, man, I need you to pray for me. You know, because I know Charlie will pray for you. I know he will. He's a good man, right? But church, this means we're taking prayer serious. We're taking it serious. You want a breakthrough in your life? We need to take prayer seriously. You want a breakthrough in this church? We got to take prayer seriously. You want a breakthrough in your family? We got to take prayer seriously. And this is our commitment, that we're going to pray. At this time, the praise team will come, and we're going to sing a song. And if you are in need of prayer right now, we want to put this into practice. As these this prayer ministries team stands here, y'all can stay up here. If you are in need of prayer, feel free to just come up and come to anyone, and we will spend some time in prayer with you as we sing this song. If you have any other needs that you want to share with the body, we will certainly attend to those as well. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ today, you want to be baptized into Jesus Christ, I can say this with confidence now, man, that baptism is ready. We can baptize you if you want to be baptized. We don't have to run you down the street to another baptismal. Thanks, Shani and Jason, you're awesome. We can use that water back there, and we can baptize. I said water. We can use that water, and we will baptize you. But if there's anything that we can do for you in the realm of the ministry of prayer, we want you to know that this is serious, and we want to pray for you. If you need healing, we want to pray for healing. If you need a breakthrough, we want to pray for you. If you got conflict in your life, we want to pray for you. If you need some courage to share your faith, we want to pray for you. If you need help in making a major decision in your life, we want to pray for you. Let's stand and let's sing this song.